How to modify all data permissions in Salesforce. Are you using Salesforce? And you want to know how to enable permissions for a user profile? Then you have come to the right place. Usually, Salesforce gives view all, modify all, view all data, and modify all data permissions to every user as part of its profile permission set. The administrators can use these permissions to override object level and member record access. So, from this article, you can learn dash. Benefits of Salesforce Modify All Data Permission. Steps to change permissions in Salesforce. Why Salesforce is not best for data permissions. Meet HelpLlama Helpdesk, the best Salesforce alternative. Benefits of Salesforce Modify All Data Permission. 1. Create custom profiles. Every employee has different responsibilities in an organization. And, in order to complete their tasks, the permissions they require vary. So, you need to create different permission sets for every job role. For example, you cannot let an entry-level employee access managerial records or any confidential information. They should be allowed to handle only the data that is necessary for them to finish their task. 2. Access control. By defining permissions, you can control who can use what data and records in a project, and perform what operations on the content. For example, an employee should not be able to access records of other projects that do not involve them. They should only acquire and edit the content of their projects. Access control also allows you to indirectly manage and organize the data. 3. Distinguish profiles. It enables you to grant administrative permissions to agents. This way you can differentiate the profiles of agents from other types of users in the Salesforce Service Cloud. You can separate duties in your organization. For example, team leaders can create new users and assign tasks, whereas the employees can view their tasks and use the required data to complete them but not alter the tasks. Also, based on the permissions given to a user profile, you can tell what their job roles and responsibilities are. 4. Reduce errors. For instance, if an employee has access to quality review records, there is a chance that they might alter the contents. But you cannot completely remove agents' access to the records as they need to view the data. So, just authorize them to only view and not edit the content. In this way, by ensuring each user is responsible for doing only certain things in a process, you can reduce the errors that may happen knowingly or unknowingly. Steps to change permissions in Salesforce. First of all, you need to know the difference between view all, modify all, and view all data, modify all data. View all. If view all is enabled, it grants read-only access to the object and all the records associated with that object. Modify all permission Salesforce. It allows you to read, edit, and delete the object and all the records within that object. Note, view all and modify all ignore sharing rules and settings. Also, both of them can be alternatives to view all data and modify all data. View all data permission Salesforce. With view all data, you can read all the objects, records, and data in the organization. Modify all data Salesforce. When modify all data permission is enabled, you can create, read, edit, and delete all objects, records, and data in the organization. Since you understand the differences between these permissions, let's take a look at the steps to enable the permissions to user profiles. Steps to enable view all slash modify all. Log into your account and go to setup. Select the user profile and go to object settings. Now, choose the object and click on edit. Scroll to the object permissions setting. Check the view all and or modify all options. Finally, click on the save button. Steps to turn on view all data. Log into your account and go to setup. Navigate to users and click on profiles. Now, select the profile for which you want to change the permission. Or else, you can use a quick search to locate the profile. Click on the system permission setting. Scroll down to view all data and check it. Click on the save button to make the changes. Steps to enable modify all data. Log into your account. In administration, go to users and click on profiles to view all the available profiles. Now, click on the one you want. If you know the user profile name, then you can just search for the profile using quick find. Next, go to administrative settings. Look for the modify all data label and click on the checkbox next to it. Click on the save button to finish the process. There is another powerful administrative permission called customize application permission. Customize application permission Salesforce. Salesforce Customize Application Permission allows users to access certain apps and processes configured by you. It also enables a self-deactivation option. So, you have to be careful when you are turning on Customize Application Permission. Moreover, this permission is only available in Performance, Enterprise, Developer, database.com, and unlimited editions. Steps to turn on customize application permission. Log into your account and navigate to Profiles to select the profile for which you wish to enable this permission. Go to the System Permissions setting. Scroll down to Customize Application option. Check it and click on the Save button. Note, remember that enabling any of these permissions will give access to all the associated sets of permissions. So make sure to refer to the Salesforce permissions overview before doing it. Why Salesforce is not best for changing data permissions. 1. Need licensing. In order to enable any of the mentioned permissions, you need to have a proper Salesforce license. Actually, a user license in Salesforce determines the baseline of features that you can access. So, you need to have a certain type of license in order to use specific features. Note, to get a license, you need to pay money. 2. Complicate to configure permissions. Many customers complain that it is very difficult to understand and configure permissions to different profiles. There are overwhelming options that might confuse any user. Also, you can find the content on the overview of permissions, but there is no clear data on how to arrange permission sets for types of profiles. 3. Disabling permissions. When you enable Modify All Data permission, it automatically turns on View All and Modify All permission for all objects. However, disabling the Modify All Data option does not remove the View All/Modify All permission. You have to do this manually for all objects. 4. No bulk permissions. Even after you spend the money to earn a license so that you can access certain permission settings, you cannot set some permissions to multiple profiles at the same time. You need to do it manually for every user. In case you have a large number of profiles, it will take a lot of time. Now see what the users of Salesforce have to say about the permissions feature. User reviews. Derek H., Implementation Manager says Dash. While the dashboard and reporting tools are extremely useful, the permission and sharing functionality can be challenging to structure according to your organization's needs. Licensing is also a limiting factor, as only admins have permission for some of the more advanced sharing functionality, but those roles may cost a higher licensing fee. An anonymous user who works as an administrator in insurance shares Dash. I dislike that certain permissions cannot be bulk loaded with the licenses. This means that you need to manually add the permissions per user. This can be cumbersome when you are onboarding large numbers simultaneously. I would prefer to be able to add these permissions/update fields in bulk. Anonymous user in real estate reports. Role hierarchy and permission sets are challenging to understand, and multiple roles assigning can be complex. Meet HelpLlama Helpdesk, the best Salesforce alternative. HelpLlama Helpdesk makes it easy for you to configure permissions for your users, removing the complexity you find in Salesforce. There are no overwhelming options that create confusion while setting up profiles for your agents. Not only that, it automatically tests and trains your employees. In fact, you can hire experienced agents from the HelpLlama Helpdesk marketplace. Moreover, it offers automation, marketing, integrations including social media and e-commerce, self-help, and all the basic service desk functionalities such as email, live chat, SMS, and phone. Wrapping up. Hope this article helps you in configuring the View All, Modify All, View All Data, and Modify All Data Salesforce permission settings. Also, Salesforce Customize Application Permission steps are available. But know that handling profile permissions in Salesforce is very challenging, confusing, and time-consuming. In case you wish to employ software that does not make it complex to utilize its services, then you should try HelpLlama Helpdesk. It provides all the operations necessary to deliver customer support services and scale up your business.